Have you noticed that? Yeah, when you don't express your happiness, you forget you ever had any. So every time you hold back, when you're really enjoying something, you forget you ever had that experience. Whenever you hold back, instead of expressing, like I said, you know, how do you remember? By letting no one else forget. So if I express something, then I will remember it. But if I always express my anger, then I'm only going to remember the things that make me mad. But if I'm expressing my love and if I'm expressing my peace, then I'll start remembering that. And then I'll start seeing that too. And so all of a sudden, you start remembering every loving thing that anyone has ever done for you. Every time you think of one loving thing anybody's ever done for you. Because as soon as you remember one loving thing that anybody's done for you, it helps you to remember all the loving things that anybody's ever done for you. Because you decide what you're going to remember by the state of mind you're in when you start to remember. See, if I'm already mad, well, then I've already decided what I'm going to remember before I look back. And so then I remember everything you've done that's ever upset me. Because that was the state of mind I started off in. So if you want to remember all of the loving things that's ever been done for you, all you have to do is start to remember one. This is good. This is good. This is very good. Okay. He says now, oh, this is next sentence is awesome. He says, where you will have your brother be, there will you think you are. You're going to think you are wherever you want me to be. Wherever you want me to be, that's where you're going to think you are. So where you think you are right now, where you think you are right now, oh, this is going to be hard, y'all ready? Where you think you are right now is where you want everyone else to be. Where you are right now is where you want everyone else to be. Because where you would have someone else be, there will you think you are. So what does that mean? How do I get out of this dilemma? Stop hearing the person's appeal to hell, which is littleness. Stop paying attention to all of the littleness and only hear their call for heaven and greatness. So no matter what you all are saying to me, and no matter how angry or how peaceful you may be when you're saying it to me, I see it as you calling for greatness. You just call me an MF. You must be calling for greatness. No matter what anybody says to me, they're calling for greatness. All I see is you're being really little. So I'm going to see what you're doing as a call for greatness. This is your request to be great. Because right now you're being little. So this is your request for greatness. So when someone's saying something that's upsetting you, inside your mind you go, oh, this is a request for greatness. This is a request for greatness. This is a request for greatness. Now, the ego man is going to say, this is an appeal that hit them upside the head with a bat. Okay, that's what the ego is going to say. It's going to say, this is an appeal to throw a shoe.
Yeah.
You see the difference? It's the same event. But if you don't want to experience events like that, and you want to have those kind of events go away in your life, then don't let them forget what you want to remember. Say, I want to release you who would be bound. I'm going to proclaim that there is love in you. When the first time you ever do that sincerely, when you're in any kind of an upset with anyone, you're going to see it instantly disappear. But you can't say this doesn't work until you do it. That's the deal. Don't say what I'm saying don't work unless you try it.
Say it one more time.
Okay, what you're going to do sincerely is you're going to say when someone is going off, you're going to proclaim that to yourself that you want to release that person by proclaiming that love is in them. Because you don't want to forget that love is in them. Because the reason why they're going off is because you forgot that love is in them. The reason why the argument or the fight or the problem is coming up is because you've forgotten that truth and God and love are in it.
You've forgotten that truth and God and love are in it. That's why you have the problem. So see your problem as your request for greatness. I have a request for greatness in this area. I have a request for greatness in this area. I have a request for greatness in that area. I have a request for greatness with this person. And it takes the form of upset, anger, jealousy, and depression, and sometimes feeling like we're really, really happy. Don't forget that that person's call is your call. So you want to answer that person with me. God's power is forever on the side of God's host, for it protects only the peace in which he dwells. The only thing that God's power does is it protects the peace you live in. You want God to protect the peace you live in. He says, lay not littleness before his innocent, powerful altar, because the altar to love rises above the stars and reaches even to heaven because of what's given it. Very specific instructions. This course is not beyond immediate learning. You can learn this course immediately unless you believe that what God wills takes time. If you believe that what your Creator wills takes time, you will believe that you cannot immediately learn this course. And this means only that you would rather delay the recognition that God's will is true, that you have perfect happiness. Okay. Whenever it looks like the answer doesn't come immediately, it's because we think that whatever the Creator wills has to take time. We have the belief that God takes time, that the answer can't happen now. The reason why you're not having the immediate answer that you can have right now is because you believe that it must take time for you to have the answer. The reason why you're not having the immediate learning that you want to have right now is because you believe that this must take time. Now, if you believe that something that you want has to take time, if you believe that something that you want has to take time, that means you are trying to delay your recognition that God's will for you is perfect happiness. So as long as you're trying to not delay your recognition of your happiness, you will believe that what you want takes time. If you're not ready to give it to yourself yet, you will tell yourself that it takes time. If you're not ready to have it yet, you're going to tell yourself that it takes time. That means you want to delay the recognition that it exists. Now, the healing instant, which of course is called the holy instant, is this instant and every instant. So if I want a holy relationship, I want a this instant and every instant relationship. What kind of relationship do you want with me? I want a this instant and every instant relationship with you. That's a holy relationship. The one you want it to be, it is. Like right now, we could all decide that we want it to be completely with each other right now, recognizing love in each other fully. We could do it this instant. And he says, but the one you would not have is lost to you. Okay, I could have used this instant, but I didn't use this instant, so that instant is lost to me. I could use this instant right here to tell you that you're full of love. Why don't I want to tell you you're full of love? Because I'm so arrogant, I think I have to believe it in order for it to be true. I actually believe you're not loving unless I say you are. So therefore, I'm not going to call you loving until I think it's true. If you were really giving love, you would just say it regardless of how you felt about it. Because you know your personal opinion don't have nothing to do with the truth of it. So you just go ahead and give it. And you know it doesn't require anything of you because you were still deciding whether or not you were going to give your love. Right? That's what I was judging.
Yeah.
Do you deserve it? See, I'm trying to judge whether or not I'm going to give you my love, which by definition means I'm trying to judge whether or not I'm going to give you a special form of fear or not. The person I'm trying to decide to love is the